one more time. Running in circles, it's always replaying in my mind. One more time. Running in circles, it's always replaying.
Is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running
CDs
in circles.
You just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Hey, you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock the Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildASCene.com/radio, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Bill, and with me tonight are the gentlemen from Children of October. What's up, guys?
Hey. How you doing?
I didn't give you the heads up that I was going to do that to you.
That's all right. We were just talking about outsourcing country music.
Yes, we were.
I think it's a hot topic.
Maybe we should mention that you consider yourselves horror, punk, thrash, and hardcore, and we're talking about Swedish country music.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to pick the perfect time to come out of this basement where I've been in service.
So, Why don't you real quick introduce yourselves and what you do in the band, and then we'll go from there.
Go ahead, Rico.
My name's Rick. I play drums and do all of the
everything else,
like manager stuff. Yeah, and I keep Timmy in line.
Yes, that's a job. And I am Timmy Gibson, and I play guitar and vocals, and I write music sometimes, and I apologize to Rick a lot.
Okay, so that's a perfect segue into a question that I usually don't answer this or ask this early on, but so why don't you guys tell me something that the other person in the band did that annoyed you on stage or embarrassed you?
Oh, jeez. Go ahead, because it's all you. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't really get embarrassed on stage. I mean, everything that happens is part of the show, so I don't know. Breaking strings with no backup guitar. that's up there. That's the only thing I can think of.
I mean, I bring a backup guitar.
I don't care.
I normally bring a backup guitar. It's in the band. I mean, it's there. Fuck, man. You break a snare head, you don't have a second snare sitting next to you.
Do you call time out and run out to the van then?
I've done that.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah. I tend to have a backup guitar and it's never ready.
Okay, so now that brings up another question. Has it ever happened at the Smiling Moose?
Probably.
Had to run down the stairs.
Yeah. Run 3 miles down the road. Fight your way through some college jocks.
Dude, do you remember the last time we played at the Smiling Moose? Or one of the last times when we played, I don't remember who we played with, but it was like this time of year, so it was like 5 degrees, and we had to park like 3 blocks away and carry our gear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then up the steps.
And then up the steps.
First ever a thing that place could do to help the music scene of Pittsburgh, and that would be an elevator or like a dumbwaiter.
Or just block off parking.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got a show going on, there's 7 bands. Yeah, maybe at least block it off for one of them. But we love the Smiling Moose. We love it.
I can honestly say that I've never been there, but as you can tell, a lot of people have talked about the stairs on the show.
Yeah, the stairs are. Yeah, we've had campfire conversations about the stairs.
Yeah, and the parking.
Well, that's just that whole area in general, the parking issue.
Yeah.
You know, Southside is kind of like, you know, we'll play in St. Louis and say, like, you know, just for the hell of it, like, okay, we want like $300 to come to St. Louis, or like, you know, $500 to play the Smiling Moose on a Saturday night. Like, we want like $7,000. Or a curry.
That's our guarantee for Smiling Moose shows.
Anyway. Oh, nice. You guys do actually. Nice. I just clicked another link and found your website.
Oh, there you go. You do. Yeah. You'll find a couple pictures on there, and I'll be the same bio. It's on Facebook.
I think there might be a bio on there.
Yeah, there's a bio.
I'm looking. I see I see news, tour, photos, and videos.
Now, those tour dates have not been updated for a while.
No, it looks like the news hasn't been updated in a while either.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not.
Like 2016.
Well, you know, we like keep things a mystery. keep the fans engaged. Keep them asking questions.
Although that it was your 10th year as a band in 2016?
Yeah.
See, I learned something.
Yeah. 10 years of being married to this fella on the other side of the line.
Yep, it has been a glorious, glorious marriage.
It has. It has. So, you know, like when you have like that cheating wife that's never home. She doesn't clean. She doesn't cook. That's me. I'm that one. But every once in a while, she'll come out with like something awesome. And it's like, you know, one good song and then everything's okay after that for a while.
So has it always been just the two of you?
That is a loaded question, my friend.
I know, especially after what he was just saying.
We have been the main two. There has been a third. At times, there's been a fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's been many, many thirds.
Yeah.
Many.
Yeah. There was a few incantations before, like, you know, me and Rick, but we don't count it. It's just, you know, that things started to get good when me and Rick got together. That's when the band really got serious. And, you know, that's when we counted as the beginning. But we have had, if you look through the pictures, and anyone who wants to go look through pictures of videos, you'll see there's a different bass player on every single one of them.
Well, that's kind of a going theme. Either the bass player or drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at this point, how many different bass players have we had, Timmy? Do you remember? Like 20?
I think we hit 25. 30 with the last.
Did we?
Yeah, we hit 30 with Brandon.
Okay.
Yeah. Brandon from Devil in the Belfry out in Queens, New York. They're a good band.
Yeah.
We talk nice about him, so he keeps playing with
us. Yeah, we just steal, at this point, we just steal bass players from other bands. For tours.
George Durbin the Third.
He's our...
We can't say any bands he plays in because he wears the disguise in all of them.
This is true.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is true. He's our main guy, though. Like any local stuff, or like, you know, if we do a tour or weekender and he's available, he comes with us.
Yeah.
How many bands is he in?
Right now, I think he's in two.
Yeah.
Two and us.
Two. Yeah. So three.
Yeah. I think at one point he was in, counting us, he was in like five or six.
Yeah.
And he was in,
we have a Canadian bass player
all
too.
All of them, except for yours? Or is he in disguise with you guys too?
Some form of disguise.
He doesn't play in disguise with us, but I'm pretty sure he wore a costume in almost all of his other bands.
Yeah. There's a guy called Jason 3D who's played bass for us in disguise.
What's with the number three, by the way? It's come up like 20 times already.
Yeah. Things happen in threes.
Okay. Let me ask a couple questions to learn a little bit about you gentlemen. And let's start off with, if I was to look at your music collections, what bands would I find in them?
Good, Rick. I'm a gentleman.
Most of mine is like punk rock. And some metal. Descendants, NOFX, Suicide Machines. You know, the stuff like, I guess, that I grew up listening to in like the mid to late 90s, early 2000s. Rancid, Goldfinger, you know, that whole era of punk rock, skate punk, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then like some like more extreme stuff like Dillinger Escape Plan, the Black Dahlia Murder.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Dillinger Escape Plan, Black Dahlia Murder, Descendants, NOFX, Suicide Machines. No, we're not much different. Like, I listen to a lot of, like, I grew up, my two bands growing up was Metallica and then, you know, Glenn Danzig, like Misfits, Danzig, Samhain. Then I listen to a lot of Suicidal Tendencies, The Vandals, Sepultura, got into Pantera and they were big. Ozzy, shit like that. So, a little bit of thrash metal like Exodus and, you know, things of that nature. Testament. I got into the newer wave of punk rock a lot later than Rick did. So, like, started listening to, you know, shit I hated in high school, like Offspring and Green Day. Like, I like them now. Like Bouncing Souls, I like them. Rancid, love Rancid. Black Flag.
You guys threw me off in the beginning, and I didn't even ask my first easy question that every interviewer asks, which is, how did you come up with your band name?
It's never an easy question for us.
Well, it's easy for me. It's not easy.
It was actually, that name came from, I had a band when I was a kid, like 93, 94. I can't even remember when it was. And we wrote a song called Children of October.
Now, when you say a kid, like, what age are you talking about there?
Like 14, 15.
Okay, then I'm not that much older than you. When you were saying, well, growing up with this, I'm like, man, I'm way older than these guys. I'm like 4 years older than you.
Oh, see, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
How old are you? Let's let the listening audience know how old you are.
I am 42.
Oh, you're 2 years older than me.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm 29.
Now, I might not teach math.
Yeah, but anyway.
I teach science. Yeah. There's a lot of math in that.
Right. Yeah, the band name came from an old song title a while back, and it just, honestly, we had a different name at a point, and then we got signed to like a local label, and they didn't want to use that name because it was copyrighted. So Children of October was always a name that sounded good, and I always liked it, and it fit the band and fit the music.
Okay, that seems actually pretty straightforward once we got to it. If you could open for any internationally touring band, what band would it be, and where would you like to open the tour?
Well, that's a question.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I mean, growing up as a kid, I always wanted to open for the Misfits, and we've done it a few times. Other than that, for me, it'd be, crap. And to show my age, probably Metallica. That was just, that was my first love as a kid. I know Rick's always wanted to meet Lars Ulrich.
My idol. Maybe you can give me some pointers.
Yeah.
How about you, Rick? I would say probably the Descendants.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Well, we would probably fit better opening for Metallica.
Yeah.
Okay. And where would you like to open the tour up at? Anywhere in the world.
Not right here. How about you, Rick?
What was your answer?
Oh, I said right here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I would probably say Pittsburgh too. I mean, there's a lot of places I would like to play, but I think opening for, you know, your favorite band in your hometown would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Opening for my favorite band in our hometown would be awesome.
Okay, so I'll continue on with the question. So where? Stage AE? Out in the field in the middle of nowhere? I can never remember the current name of that place. Star Lake.
Yeah, sure. Star Lake.
That's not what it's called now. But
us, right?
Is it the Post Gazette Pavilion now?
Or
is that gone too?
It might be.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, if it was the Descendants, I would say they would probably play.
Fall each other.
That would probably be a Stage AE show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Metallica would probably be what, the arena?
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whatever that arena is called now.
Yeah.
PPG Paints.
I want Civic Arena.
I can let you sit in seats from the Civic Arena.
All right. I want Neil O'Donnell there signing autograph.
You might be the only person in the burg that would be there.
Tommy Maddox. I'll take Tommy Maddox.
Yeah, didn't they throw garbage in his yard after a game?
They did. And I'm offended because I still wear his shirt every Sunday.
Hey, so having been together for 10 years, how many albums have you guys released?
What, 3 full lengths and 3 EPs?
Yes.
I'm remembering right? Correctly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear my Alexa answer that question? I swear to God. Look, she's talking right now. Hold on. Alexa, stop. I have no idea what happened there.
Alexa turned on somebody's home video for me last night, and it was the weirdest thing ever. I'm in the middle of watching TV, and it just, like, somebody's home video came on. Some guy chewing food. I don't even know what the hell was going on.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You said four full lengths and three EPs. Did I hear it correctly?
Three full lengths and three EPs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I added one. Now you have to record another one.
That's the plan.
That's what we're working on now. We're in the middle of writing right now.
Is it going to be a full length or another EP?
Yeah, it'll be a full length.
Yeah. Yeah, we just toured in October and November and taking some time off, try to get some new music written. So we've been touring on the same album for about 4 years.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we've alternated, haven't we? Did we do EP record?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we did an EP since the last record.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be playing I Want to Be Your Sin.
That record is called The Risen Dead. That song, I don't know. What do we say about that song, Timmy?
We love that song. I mean, I definitely feel that song is going to be more of the sound of this next record. I would say the next record is definitely going to have that song's feel. Like, generally, we have a really good mix, like punk and thrash, and, you know, things are odd, but this next album is definitely going to be a lot more thrashy. Definitely to feel that song.
Was there anything that happened while you were recording in the studio or any kind of, I mean, any kind of story you can put in line with it?
Well, how do we tell the story? The drum track for that, we recorded all the drum tracks for that and the EP that we just released called You Mean It's Not Jazz. We recorded all those drum tracks in 2 days at, what's the name of that studio?
Tree Lady Studios. Tree Lady, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we recorded all the drum tracks in 2 days there.
Yeah.
And then we actually won the time to do that from the EP that we released before that record. It was like the Pittsburgh Rock Music Awards, I think. And we won like 2 days of studio time. Yeah. So we did 20 songs or 22 songs.
Yeah, I think we won like $1,000 studio time. So we just decided to do nothing but drums there. And it's like all the previous albums we've always recorded ourselves. So we did the drum tracks there and then just did the rest at home.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Fountain Infinity, I think, recorded a Tree Lady, which is a band that I haven't mentioned in a long time. You guys probably, if you heard of them, haven't heard of them in a long time. But their drummer and their guitarist are now in The Art of Burning Bridges.
Oh, okay. Actually, just saw somebody wearing a shirt for that band. It's a great facility there. They got I know they have like a couple like hip hop artists that did a couple gold albums there, platinum albums, and definitely a great place. They have a huge facility.
But, all right, so how about we'll take a short break. I will play I Want to Be Your Sin, and I'll throw on another track yet to be determined, and then we'll come back with The Children of October.
Feel you in the sea. I wanna see you ride through, please. joint. Money in hand, he thinks he's so free. Did he get away? Did anyone see the villain? Runs an early blocks away from a safe house where he can't hide for the day. He turns a corner and thinks the coast is clear. He's taken down with a thunderous spear. If you're looking for a hero, think green.
Step back, there's a hurricane.
Whoa. If you're looking for a hero, think green.
Step back, there's a hurricane.
Whoa. When the sun goes down and the sky turns black, the beast incarnate plots out his attack. The hurricane comes in to save the day. Then he realizes he's just a cruiser. To a knee. He thought he'd won, it was guaranteed. He's a big motherfucker and he may be stronger, but the beast's testicles are no longer. The hero now gets back up to his feet. He measures up the genetic freak. It's time to stop this horrific rain as he stares down the eye of the hurricane. If you're looking for a hero, think green.
Step back, there's a hurricane.
Whoa. If you're looking for a hero, are clear. It's time to come out, there's nothing to fear. The hurricane's work appears to be done, but in reality, it has just begun. Evildoers, be aware of the man. He'll knock your ass out with the trash can. If you're smart at all, if you have a brain, you'll stay away from the eye of the hurricane.
Hey, we're back with Children of October. My name is Bill. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 451. If you're just tuning in, we talked about who they'd like to open for, the recording of the song that you just heard, I Want to Be Your Sin, where the band name came from, and we went off on my normal tangents and talked about other things in there, too. if you've listened to the show, some of them have more tangents than others, but I'm going to go back to my list of questions here. And I'm sure I'll ask one and then we'll go on another tangent. But
because my ADD is a real problem. So
see, I'm used to I teach 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, so I'm used to being in a structured situation most of the day, and then I come home and do the complete opposite. And in the scheme of things, compared to the other teachers in the building, I'm really not that structured. But for me it's structured.
So this ain't so.
What's that?
I said this ain't so bad then.
How about when did you realize that you wanted to play in a band?
When I got my first drum set, I think I was like 13.
Nice.
Was there you just? Did you ask for the drums or did they just show up one day and then everything clicked?
No, I bought them. My dad's a drummer.
Yeah,
so
he
I kind of learned.
Son.
What's that?
So you are Odin's son.
This is true. yeah, my dad's a drummer. So I learned on his kit. And then when I was like 13, I think I bought my own kit.
Yeah, he's Thor.
I got it.
Everyone calls him Odin because he looks like Odin, but like a badass Odin. Like he's awesome and his dad's really good. And Rick has, I call his snare hit the Hammer of Thor, but it kind of works out. Yeah, I've never really thought that, like, I always call you Thor, but I've never really put together we call your dad Odin.
Yeah.
That's, there you go. See, we just, a revelation here on Pennsylvania.
You've heard it first on the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Yeah.
That happens occasionally.
Yeah. It just blew everyone's mind. You see me, I wanted to play music the second I put in, what was my first tape I got? Was like Aerosmith on my fifth birthday. And I was like, that's it, I'm done. You know what it actually was? All right, you're around my age. The Home Sweet Home video from Motley Crue. That's what did it. The second they lift up that girl's shirt and then they show like Nikki Sixx like making that face, I was like, oh, that's my life. That's what's going to come.
Have you ever been to a Crue show?
I have not.
I've been to two. And let me tell you something. The second one, my wife went with me. And she told me she would never go to another one.
I've always wanted to. That's one of those, that's like on that list of bands that like I should have seen over the years and I haven't.
I've told this story multiple times on the show, so I won't tell it now. But when we end for the evening, I'll tell it to you quick. But I saw them twice, so I must have liked them.
Rick was a really big fan of Vince Neil's solo career.
Is it Vince Neil that has the burrito place out in Vegas, or is it the other douchey guy, the singer for Poison, Brett Michaels? I don't know which one of them has a local guy.
He's from Butler.
Yeah. Which one, Brett Michaels?
Yep.
See, this area is putting out awesome burrito owning restaurant owners.
Yeah, one of those two guys has a burrito place in Vegas, and the burritos are great. Way better than anything they've ever released musically.
Well, okay then. I like both those bands. Yeah. I've seen both of those bands.
I like Poison. Poison's another band. Growing up, I couldn't stand them. Now I love them. Poison comes on at a bar, and you're like, yeah! Thorn, man, I can identify.
I saw Def Leppard and Poison the same night.
Oh my god!
And I think I stole my brother money for those tickets.
Oh man, I do a great Def Leppard impression that some of you guys see a lot.
Okay, you're talking about the drummer then?
No, that's too easy. Yes. All right.
Let's see. If I played one of your songs backwards, what would I hear?
Oh, recipe for a great gnocchi.
It's true.
There's another song where you play backwards, and it's Rico's mother's recipe for knotwurst.
Yeah. And it's up to you, the listener, to figure out which songs those are.
Now I have to ask you again if you've listened to the show, because you came up with those way too fast.
Well, we've been playing it for years. We've been together a lot. Yeah. Many moons riding in a van together. We've come up with some stuff.
What's something you love about the scene and something that you hate about it?
Good, Rick.
What scene are we talking about? Like the local scene or like the punk scene?
Either way. Look, which one would you like to do?
Let's go with the horror punk scene because it's so dramatic.
It is very dramatic. That's what I like the least about it. But when the drama dies down, everybody's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it gets boring. Huh? Yeah. That means nobody's playing.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've made a lot of good friends from all three scenes, if we're talking about, you know, local punk rock and horror punk.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, the Pittsburgh local scene has really been kicking up lately. Like, the shows we play locally have been great. Like, there was a while where it died down for a bit, and then it's been picking up really good. A lot of great.
The Pittsburgh scene kind of goes in waves, I think. And I think right now it's kind of on the uptrend.
Definitely.
For a few years, it was dismal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I think we're the last band left from the last, like, 15 years. And maybe, like, the legendary Hucklebuck is still around. They're a great band.
Yeah, the Cheats are still around.
Cheats are still around, yeah. Oh, okay. Tell you what, there's a lot of bands been popping up lately. There was just a show here at the Fallout Shelter on Saturday night. Some good bands. Rocky Dance Face, they're always good.
They're actually going to be on the show here pretty soon. See, it never fails. I always need that show, my show date list, and I never have it pulled up.
Yeah, they're great guys, man. Good band.
Man, this dude's fun.
Yeah, they really pulled it. Like, they just got together and just been banging it out. They're doing a good job.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now, episode 453, March 8th. And in between you guys is a band called Silver Tongue Devil. They're from Texas. I'll figure out how to wiggle them into Pennsylvania somehow.
Yeah, because that used to be Todd Cheats' old band.
Yeah, I was going to say, Todd from the Cheats had a band called Silver Tongue Devil.
Yeah.
And then since we're talking about it, then I have Steel City Crew after that. That would be a Motley Crue tribute band. That'll be a first, too. I've never done a tribute band on the show. So we'll see how that goes. And since we're doing it here, we have Brad Abbott, then Highway Louie, Human Delusion, Fubar, Wretched Hive, Feast of on the Fallen, and that takes me into April. So if anyone's interested in being on the show after April 26th, send me an email at bill@buildthescene.com. And
we heard it.
Here's something interesting that I thought about a while ago. So if my first initial or my last name is D, and my website is Build the Scene, and my name is Bill. Build D. Build.
Oh, look at that!
I didn't do that on purpose.
You did.
I did not.
It's
got layers.
It's like an onion.
Right? Just depth. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of depth here in Pittsburgh, and that's what, you know, that's where this talent comes from.
All right, I have two more questions for you. You have time for two more?
Oh, we got, yes.
Okay. This is another tough one.
I mean, honestly.
And I promise you, the last one should be easy.
All right.
If you could
don't worry, back, it's only 18 years here. Good.
If you go back in time and spend 1 year observing one band, what year would you go to and what band would you observe?
Oof.
Go ahead, Brick.
Yeah, I'm searching my memory for this one. I would say probably one of the Henry Rollins years in Black Flag, because I've read Get in the Van a couple times, and just the stuff that he journals about seems like pure insanity.
And you want to see if he made it up, or you want to be there?
What? Why can't I think of a name? Rick, help me out. The guy who did the Christmas special, we watched it. He's an old, like, he's a singer from
Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton. I would go back to when Michael Bolton was in that hair band and he released an album called Everybody's Crazy. And I want to be there when he did the transition to, like, adult contemporary. Other than that, it would be Suicidal Tendencies, because Mike Muir is kind of a hero. And he's just insane.
Okay.
But yeah, Everybody's Crazy. Look it up. If you haven't seen Michael Bolton in a hair band, anyone who's listening.
I have seen it. I didn't know that was the name of the album, though.
Oh, I have it on vinyl. And it's, let me tell you something. It's one of my treasured vinyls. Really. It's a deep album.
I'm thinking that when people are listening to this show later, they're going to be wondering whether or not I was getting straight answers, because I'm still trying to figure out if I am or not.
The suicide one was real. Well, I mean, Michael, I mean, honestly, yeah, I'd love to see. Dude, tell me you wouldn't want to hang out with Michael Bolton in the record label. And they're like, look, okay, the hair metal thing's great, but we want you to sing to 50-year-old women. I mean, it's the music industry at its best. And God, who wouldn't want to witness that? And it worked, you know.
Hey, you guys
are. It worked. And then Lionel Richie, too. I want to hang out with Lionel. Anyway, go ahead, buddy.
You ready for the last question?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm prepared.
I think you should definitely give a straight answer on this one.
All right, you got it.
Okay. So where can my listeners get a copy of your EPs and full-length albums?
That's all right.
The stuff that is still in print, they can get from Bandcamp. And the stuff that is out of print, they can listen to on Bandcamp. And you can also listen to it on, like, everything else. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Amazon Music. It's up everywhere. But you can actually order the stuff through Bandcamp. Childrenofoctober.bandcamp.com.
And if the listeners wanted to come click like on your Facebook page, you want to give that out too?
Yeah, it's just Facebook / Children of October. I'm pretty sure our Instagram is just Children of October. And we do have a Twitter that we don't really use. And I think it's Children of Oct.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having us, boy.
And
thanks for having us.
I'll be continuing to spin the music. It is on rotation on buildthescene.com as well. So if any of your fans want to go and request it, that's a possibility too.
Awesome.
Great. Okay, so this has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 451. Make sure you check us out next week with Silver Tongue Devil, followed by Rocky Dennis Face, and all those other bands that I mentioned. If you want to be on the show, it's bill@buildthescene.com. We can play a couple more tracks for you, and then you'll have to catch us next week.